And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Feared, but, you know, sometimes relatively concerned. I mean, you know, there's like stuff that happens that we need to know what's up. Well, the first hour with Alex Aquarius, we're going to have him come back on. Yeah, you know, we'll get him next week, and we'll go third hour, and we'll go long and suck his brain dry of everything that we need to know about vaccines and vaccinations and so on. But, you know, we're going to continue this conversation with Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show, thecommonsenseshow.com. All right. Dave Hodges, 999. You know, you get him on Skype. All right. Dave Hodges, I got you there, buddy.
I'm here, buddy.
Okay. Did you hear the last hour?
No, I did not.
Oh, it was good. He was a Eli Lilly of in the industry of vaccinations around the world of kind of knew some stuff. So we're gonna, you know, get drilled in more with him on this, and we get smarter every day. So, we're going to talk about the coronavirus and the threat that you think it may be and, you know, whatever good conspiracy you're always good for. So help me out, man. What are we going to talk about today, Dave?
Well, we can go a number of directions. I think Ukraine factors into coronavirus. Certainly, I do not think this was manufactured in China. And if you go back to 2005 and again last July, the Chinese have said they were going to use bioweapons against the United States to exterminate as many Americans as possible to make the conquering easy so they can have our resources.
And okay, whoa.
Yeah.
The Chinese, they go, and the policy, who said that to whom?
Oh, well, Wei Fang said it in the spring of 2019 to the CCP.
Yeah, who the hell is Wei Fang?
The defense minister of China.
He goes, we're going to kick U.S.'s ass and we got a bioweapon.
Well, it's a little more complicated than
well,
that.
But
effectively,
you know, but yeah, I won't go anywhere else to you. If I got China saying they're coming to kick my butt, I mean, I need to know that. So tell me what's up.
Well, he said that we cannot invade our neighbors and sustain our population, and that the Chinese discovered America first, and it was a 20-page rant. The transcript is 20 pages long. And he said that that he wants to issue a warning to America to let Americans leave, and then they're going to release a bioweapon. I don't think we'll get a warning. I do believe the release of the bioweapon. He said they're race-specific bioweapons, and they made them in conjunction with the Israelis, and we did the same thing with the Israelis. And I got that from a former FEMA bio-counterterrorist expert. And what I have learned from this is the Chinese have a long history of planning genocide against the United States. Back in 2005, Comrade Zhang came out and basically said the same thing to the CCP. This is the long-standing plot that they have. They don't want to use nuclear weapons against the United States because they want our resources to sustain their population.
Okay, coronavirus, it's starting to seem like SARS and some of the others to have an affinity for Asian races. That, you know, the Chinese themselves seems like it has much more impact on them than, you know, disease-ridden Europeans or something, you know? So, you think they developed this to kill off their own people, or somehow it started at Fort Detrick or something and wound up over there? I mean, what do you think is going on?
Well, I think your instincts are really good, just by what you said. Fort Detrick to DARPA, of course, in combination with the development, and with the assistance, we believe, and we're really close to nailing this, with the Vindemans, to Ukraine arms dealers that we have a long Democratic Party association with. And, oh, yeah, we do. Hey, listen, I've published proof 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Okay, you got to explain to people what's going on. One of the, I just blaze over this, that's why we got Dave on, is that there is some connection to where this coronavirus may have been as part of a, I don't know, clandestine black bag money-making bioweapon or something, went to Ukraine, and then from there somehow it made it to the Chinese version of CDC's DARPA military, whatever the hell, in Wuhan there. When that got there, all of a sudden it got out, and it hit, you know, the Asian population, and the Chinese knew what they had, and they go, we better be building us some hospital beds, because here we go. But it started here, and it went to Ukraine and then to China. That's all that I know. How far off am I?
I think you're right on the money. There is an alternative theory out there, but it doesn't have much stock. It started with Russia. We stole it from Russia. No, it started here. The Chinese notoriously have a weak biological weapons program. At least they did. And we've bolstered it. And I'll tell you what we're working on proving now. And we have enough, I think, to get a grand jury indictment. May not have enough to get a conviction yet. But you got to remember, I'm just little old Dave Hodges. I don't have the power of subpoena or federal investigators. But here's what we do know. Hunter Biden, in 2014 and 2015, shipped F-35 technology to the CHICOMs. And he used a subsidiary shell corporation of Burisma to do it. The Senate knows this. On the day of the
CHICOMs. Who's the CHICOM?
The Communist Chinese.
All right.
That's my term for him.
All right. Well, but, you got, everybody gives acronyms and letter commandment. We need to know what's up. So, all right. So the Chinese. Now I see all the time CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. They're not saying China or Chinese. I can see this delineation from the Chinese. They're starting to become like they're the victims. They're the Hong Kong. They're the oppressed people. They're the occupied by this evil CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. It's if you watch the language, you can start to see how, you know, policy is going to be changed. So they're going CHICOMs, the Chinese Communist Party. That's the enemy. All right, continue.
Well, we have enemies within the United States. They're well partnered. But let me continue the story with Hunter Biden.
Good.
On the day of the acquittal for impeachment, Grassley and Johnson, two senators, each with their own committees, launched separate investigations and made demands of the Secret Service to have the travel records of Hunter Biden. And specifically, they wanted to know when he was on Air Force One and when he was on Air Force Two. So they're trying to implicate Biden or Obama or both. And we believe, and this is what we're in the process of working on right now as researchers, we believe Hunter Biden, as he did with the F-35 technology to the CHICOMs, they also sent him bioweapons. Not really that hard to prove. We need a little more time to tighten this up, but all facts point to this. And the other thing, Ernie, that we need to understand is that the California congressional delegation, the Democrats, have a long, long history with Ukrainian arms dealers. For example, Igor Pasternak, the largest Ukrainian arms dealer, I've got the ticket and pictures, and I published them, and they were fundraisers for Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, $2,500 a plate. And this was held within the United States. Totally illegal, total foreign money, and yet this association lives on. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy as a driver for 2 decades, and oh, she had no idea. And I could go on and on with the Communist Chinese affiliation with the Democratic Party.
And they bought Hollywood.
Well, they did. Yeah, they control Hollywood. You're exactly right. And so anyway, that's our operating hypothesis right now, is that this virus started here. You needed help in the National Security Council to get it to Ukraine. The Vindemans would have been the perfect people for this.
Wow. You know, what I'm thinking is that all this QAnon and the military intelligence and the Trump and all this kind of stuff, they know everything. They're just, how are they releasing this? How is the end game of this going to play out? Who's going to stay after school? Well, is he saving this for negotiation, or is he going to get some?
Are you feeling confused about the current economic reports that dominate the headlines? Not sure if this is a good time to buy or sell your home, or feel like the process can be overwhelming and confusing? This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can take some of the guesswork out of the home buying or selling process, providing you with market trends in your area and detailing what to expect before, during, and after the process. A home is a place where the most important moments in your life happen, so making sure that you know exactly what to expect along the way helps to ensure that you have control. The future is here, so let me help you move forward with your real estate needs. Being in the real estate business for almost 20 years now has afforded me knowledge of the market, networking with industry specialists along the way. Now more than ever, you need an agent that can help you make sense of what many think is a complicated and mysterious process. Feel free to call or message me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819. Or visit my webpage today at donnahancock.com.
All right, Dave. When we come back, I want to get I'll give it like a 60-second summary of Hunter and the reason they're worried about the Air Force One, Two, and the lineage. But what we're talking about here is the Obama administration, if not, you know, certainly Biden, if not the entire administration, and Clinton and all these guys, they saw, man, let me show you how we're going to fund every little old thing that we want using the billions that are going to Ukraine. And they created an infrastructure pipeline of you put money in there, and then it got dispersed out to all them their buddies, and they're sitting at the end of the conveyor belt waiting for their cut. And this was a George Soros thing that he was setting up with Burisma and then the oil industry, and, you know, do this and this time, and I got some money in Ukraine, and it was a money making for all their buddies. When they come, I think that military intelligence knew what was going on. Americans wouldn't accept some kind of like a coup against the Obama administration, so they accumulated this information. They get somebody like Trump, and I don't know how willing he was or how much they told, but when they were in the transition team and he's in Trump Tower, that's when the Admiral, what's-his-face in the NSA, runs over and goes, look, let me tell you what's going on, if they didn't already tell him before. And they go, this is what's happening, this is what we're uncovering. So the last 2, 3, 4 years has been the Democrats trying to delay this and protect themselves with all this impeachment stuff and Congress and all that other crap while they're building up all this evidence and, you know, getting it all dumped out while they're surveilling them, and they're not that bright, being stupid during all this process, and who's talking to whom and when, and they're chronicling this. And at some point, like, he fired 70 people in the National Security Office out of the White House. He goes, and you 70, you, and you're gone. Okay. But he kept in and kept closer some of the, like, Renz Priebus, seriously? You know, it's like, you know, John Bolton. I mean, what the hell are you getting these people in? It seems to me that he was doing that intentionally so that they had the ability to surveil and chronicle what they were doing. And now, going into this next election cycle, you know, he better not disappoint. A lot of people are sitting there going, man, I've been QAnon all up, and when are you going to pull the trigger? And there's enough evidence of all this that they created this worldwide graft that they were just, you know, feeding on, and now the revenue stream is drying up, and they're going to get outed, and there may be a long line of a chain gang of something going to jail. What do you think?
I think you're pretty close.
This is what I'm waiting on. You know, I'm like,
you're pretty close, man. All right. I got one thing to add to
this. Wait. We're coming back. You can tell me all about it. Here we go. Yep,
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I kind of glean a little bit. I pay attention some, and I'm kind of, yeah, I've done that. Yeah, you know, Dave and I, you know, he gets down on, go get some. And I'm going, yeah, but in the end, you know, it all comes out. or we learn, it's us, it's not them. It's the fact that we're allowing that. I go, you know, if these positions of power and these positions to take my money and these positions to give it to somebody else or, hell, another country or another business or another bank or, you know, that is the problem. We're the problem. You know, I go, I don't waste time on that. That's not going to get solved. They're just going to trigger us and go, ooh, the little babies, and let's go bomb somebody. And I'm going, no, we're the problem. But Dave is like, hey, man, but they're bad. Let me tell you all about it. Yeah, whatever. They're bad because we allow them to be bad, that we're in this whole concept of government. So that's where I differ from a lot of people. So I don't get mired in the little details of all this crap that's going on. But when I want to know, I call Dave. I go, Dave, explain it to me. All right. So go ahead and, you know, all this Air Force One, Two, what they're doing is they're tracking down this corrupt government that they were using the resources of the presidency and the vice presidency and the planes and negotiation and these twin brothers that were Ukrainian and how we're going to get people in positions at the State Department there. And they hate Trump and they're not putting up the portrait and they're saying bad stuff behind us. And Ukrainian government is offering them Secretary of Defense positions. And you can be rich, too, if you get us some more money. And they go, we'll get you some more money as long as we get a cut of whatever. And Biden, even that, while they're accusing Trump of all this crap, you know, quid pro quo and all, like, I'm going, good. I'm not giving them money until they do what the hell we want. Why the hell are we giving them money anyway? So I'm going, so now what does Biden do? He goes back there, and they're going to start investigating a lot of this stuff, him and his son, and he goes, I want that prosecutor fired or you're not getting the money. Proud of it. On videotape saying it. Any ramifications for him? Hell no, because that's how it works. All right, take it from there and heal us, Dave, go.
Well, let's start with the Vindemans, okay? Because you had to have a coordination point with weapons transfer in the United States to Ukraine, and the National Security Council would be one of the places you could go to do this. And you look at the Vindemans, I've done countless hours of research on them. The twins came here when they were three. They both ended up on the National Security Council.
From Ukraine.
Well, from Ukraine. And here's what's interesting. Ukraine, at the time they came here, this was the height of the Soviet Union, height of the Cold War. I believe it was 1977 that they came here. And the story, the cover story they use, why the two twins and their older brother came here to live with grandma, who you can't find a damn thing about. I mean, it's a created identity, I'm sure. The Russians weren't letting people out of their country because they were Jewish in the 1970s. They built the Iron Curtain for a reason. Yeah. They were part of what the Russian defectors of the 60s and 70s warned us about when they defected, like Golitsyn. He said, well, we have a defector program here, and we're going to bring agents. They're going to have kids inside your country, and they'll be able to assume in a generation positions of power, and you'll never even know, and we're bringing you down from the inside. The Vindemans, I believe, were part of that, although they weren't born here. They came here at the age of three, escaped scrutiny, and here they're involved in all these clandestine things, and it's interesting, too. The older Vindeman brother is an investment banker. And care to guess where he does his investing at? One of the places is the Ukraine. And it all ties together. Vindeman, Yovanovitch, the ambassador that was just fired, all were knee-deep dirty in this. And a lot of this was a John Brennan operation with Kofor Black. And this is where it gets really interesting because, see, Mitt Romney is, this is why he voted for conviction. Mitt Romney is as dirty as hell. His chief intelligence advisor in his 2012 campaign was Kofor Black. And what does Kofor Black do today? He's on the board of Burisma. I mean, I couldn't make this stuff up in a novel.
I'm waiting for Trump the movie. The series, the TV miniseries, the maxi series. I mean, come on, this is so bad. You know, all right. So here we have the Vindemans. There were two brothers. One was in Ukraine, bad-mouthing the U.S., doing kind of, man, he being kind of, I didn't like him, you know, when he tested. He just, ew, okay? So they were reading their own press. They thought they had a beat on it. They had it, and they didn't know that they were under surveillance themselves by, you know, military intelligence or the NSA or somebody or something. You know, I don't know what they were thinking they were getting away with. But they were outed. Now, he had a brother that was what? He's in the White House or something, isn't he?
Well, he was also on the National Security Council, and he got fired on the same day as Alexander Vindman did. They both got escorted out of the White House.
Okay, but I need to know his position in the White House, National Security, what level?
National Security Council. In other words,
how many are on this council?
Projects. They both worked on Ukraine and Eastern European.
How many people are on the White House National Security Council?
Well, there were 140 something, but Trump's in the process of firing a lot of them. So
yeah, like 70 of them is gone. So he takes the brothers. Now he didn't, you know, like terminate them or fire. He just took them out of that position, sent them back to the Pentagon, said, "You guys deal with it."
Yeah, I think they should be prosecuted.
I think they might be.
And I think the ambassador should be prosecuted. They're all knee-deep dirty in these arms deals. Every single one of them were cavorting with Ukrainian arms deals. Remember, as I just said, Pelosi and Schiff, I can prove, were taking money from arms dealers from Ukraine.
Pelosi had a son whose roommate got some kind of feed from Ukraine of some. They were laundering money. Pelosi's not clean on this either.
No, Devin Archer is who you're talking about there. And yes, Paul Pelosi Jr. is knee-deep in this as well.
They're all doing multi-generational graft.
Well, yeah. Well, see, they created a corporation to handle all this. It was called Rosemont Seneca LLC, and it was designed to shield the illegal activities of Burisma from American politicians' families, and it didn't work real well. Let me tell you another aspect of this no one else has reported on, but we found the documents, and Alexander Daly and I, our researcher, we actually published this on the Common Sense Show. In January of 2016, when Ukraine was being pressured on one side to stop this illegal arms trafficking and start prosecuting, their prosecutors were brought to D.C., and I've published the flight numbers, where they stayed, what hotel, what the itinerary was, and what government officials trained these Ukrainian prosecutors on how to prosecute. Do you understand how bizarre that is, that we think we have the right to tell another country how to prosecute a case inside their own country? Well, it makes sense if you consider the fact that they were directing them and steering them away from prosecuting the Democrats.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, yeah, this one thing, it's when we do the Trump report and we have Dr. Tamburi, and when in the 16 campaign cycle, he was really emphasizing sociopaths and how they make it in the office, and you know, they're 4 or 5% population, and they give them a shiny badge and government and all this kind of stuff. And during all of that, you could start to see the kind of people that you're dealing with and how they think. And what they always do is they blame the other side for whatever it is that they're doing. So when they go and say, you know, Trump is doing a deal with the deal of the kind of the Ukraine deal, well, are you kidding me? Their big, giant, long list of Biden saying, look, you fire that prosecutor, it's going to investigate us, or you're not getting the money. He's on tape saying it. Trump never said it.
Why did you?
You understand my point?
Yeah, and actually what they're doing, they're taking a page out of Rules for Radicals. Accuse your enemy of doing what it is you're doing.
Yeah, this is, you know, but what's the problem here? The problem is not how bad and evil all these guys are. The problem is us allowing it, or us going, well, you got to have some kind of government. You just put up with the fleas or something. You know, this is blood-sucking politics, man. I'm going, all right, so there is a solution to all of this. What do you think it is? Get the right people in. Jack Ryan's going to take over. I mean, what's your solution?
Yeah, well, there's no solution. Governments are corrupt by their own nature. But I would say one of the temporary fixes would be term limits. The second thing you got to look at is, I don't think the American people are to blame for Ukraine. We're to blame for electing the wrong people here.
No, we're to blame for having people to even elect. I mean, this is what happens. Of course.
I published a picture on my website of Beto O'Rourke and Nancy Pelosi with Enrique Nieto, the most corrupt Mexican president ever, who was on the payroll of Chapo Guzman for $100 million. And I published that picture. They were together in 2016 after Nieto was out of office. And in the trial for Chapo Guzman, he said, I gave Pelosi, Schiff, all these people millions of dollars. I mean, we should be acting on that right now.
I have absolutely no faith in any of the departments. Now, what they're trying to do is this is, all right, this is the point. Did you ever read Authoritarian Sociopathy that Davi wrote? It was in the we did it in the newspaper and all that stuff. Did you ever read that?
No, I didn't see it.
If you look it up, it's called Authoritarian Sociopathy. Davi Barker wrote, he won an ounce of gold in the presentation, a contest they had at Pork Fest and so on. It was great. And what the point that he was making, the Milgram experience, the Stanford Prison experiment, there's a bunch of others. And he goes, what we learned from that is that the only time, there's a bunch of stuff you learn from it, but the only time that people in authority of government, the only time they ever do their real job, defense of individual rights, or they do what they're supposed to do and serve the people and all that, the only time is when everybody, including themselves, see their job as illegitimate. When they are just, you're just worse than, you know, whatever it is that you're supposed to protect us from. You have no legitimacy. You suck, you suck, you suck. At that point is the only time that they ever do their job to try and gain credibility. And that's what I'm seeing is going on here. It's so bad. And so many people have such a low opinion of government. This is the only time that they have any incentive, you know, to actually fix it or do something. So that's what I see is happening. You have, Barr gets out there, Trump, whatever. They're going to, we're going to arrest a bunch of people. We're going to do all this, and we're going to show, see, it does work when you get Jack Ryan in office, Tom Clancy's the hero of whatever the hell. They come in, they clean house, see, we're legitimate now. And then it starts all over again. Or hell, if he ever really even fixed it. So that's what I see is going on, is because of this authoritarian sociopathy that's going on, that now finally it has risen up to where it's so bad that there are some people that's going to try and regain legitimacy of the U.S. government because the only alternative is they're totally ignored out of existence.
That's Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, two prime examples of what you're talking about.
Let's talk about it. Here we go.
Ford.LRN.FM.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Merca! Merca! Merkins, I call them MKers, Merkins. You know, we're going to see, this is what in the break we're talking about. The only time, Authoritarian Sociopathy by Davi Barker, it was really eye opening to me. And what they learned from the Milgram and Stanford experiments and all this other stuff. And so, on the bottom line that he got out of it was this, and what he had a blueprint for how to do a authoritarian sociopathy. Experiment and kind of improve this point. The only time government ever does what they're supposed to do is when everybody, including the people in office wearing the shiny badge, no longer see them as credible. That their job, it's worse than what it's like IRS guys. Oh, you got to pay your taxes. I mean, yeah. Go tell that to Christ. So I'm looking at, what's happening in the government, military, intelligence, NSA, anybody that thinks they know what about what, Trump, Attorney General, the only time they actually do their job is when nobody believes in them anymore. Nobody, your lips are just moving. You're lying, sack of whatever, shut up. And, of course, the left and CNN, MSNBC, help, feed into that too. So you're going, all right, nobody cares. So what do? They have to do their job. They have to act like they're doing something. They have to go arrest a bunch of people. They have to fix it to try and go, yes, we have faith in America government again, which is, I'm going, that's the problem to begin with, is my point. So, but to get it back, they have to do something because it's so bad and so documented and so in our face that I don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, what's your comment on that, Dave?
Well, if I was to make a prediction, I'm going to say what we're seeing is a lot of smoke and mirrors now. I mean, he got Biden and Obama being investigated. I don't believe anything's going to happen. If anything was going to happen, Hillary Clinton would already be in prison. So, no, I don't think anything is going to happen. I think this is all smoke and mirrors. You know, it's interesting. Barr indicted 8 people for illegally donating $2.7 million to Schiff and 7 other congressmen, including Amy Klobuchar, Democratic nominee candidate. $2.7 million with foreign money from the Middle East, not Ukraine, interestingly enough. And I think this is a warning shot at the Democrats to back off some of the things they're doing. But nothing's going to happen. I mean, if you indicted the fundraisers and the donators, why wouldn't you indict Adam Schiff and
they're insulated.
Yeah, that's my point. They should be indicted. You accepted illegal funds to your campaign. You should be indicted. Nothing's going to happen.
There's so much stuff. And why aren't they indicted? Who has what on whom? I mean, what's going on?
Well, what's going on? I'm going to give you a bottom line beyond the question you asked. What's going on is it's always government versus us. It's always government trying to maintain its power. And then you said they go through periods of trying to achieve legitimacy, but they're short-lived periods and really nothing is ever done. That's how I see it. Nothing is going to come of this. Hunter Biden will not go to prison. They won't sacrifice him. Joe Biden will still escape all this. And Hillary Clinton will still walk free. Schiff,
Hillary Clinton may become the Democratic nominee.
Well, the way things are going, they couldn't do any worse.
This is it. She's like, here I am to save the day, the super delegates. You know, wow. Is it that bad? It's comedy.
It
tragedy.
Is comedy.
It's amazing. All right, so Ukraine. Give me what you think the future is here. Is that now we haven't talked about, and I haven't been hearing a lot about the. As I remember, there was a. I don't know what it was, but it was kind of a President, White House, West Wing comedy kind of something. And the actor that played president actually ran and won. So he got he's just calling BS on the whole thing. So it's like, you know, you elected, Dave Chappelle to president or something. Okay. So he's president of Ukraine. Trump calls him, you know, congratulations, word up. And yeah, your anti-corruption pledges of whatever. I'm telling you, man, you got a bunch of corruption. You should be a check and peace out. So they go, oh, well, he told him to check. Oh, we got our, impeach Trump. So, and then they said, well, he said, and he did quit. He goes, you really? Well, here's the transcript. Here's the recording. Here's the guys that were on the phone call. Here's what even the ambassadors there said the perception of was kind of, and here it is. And they go, damn it, I hate when he does that. Okay? So then you have, when I talk to my mother-in-law, she's like, yeah, I paid attention. She watched some of the CNN coverage of the impeachment. Hey, we're going to get us some Trump. And I go, what you heard was all of them about how bad Trump is, and we don't like the way he does, and he's doing it wrong. Not that he did anything illegal. They're just trying to build a case that he shouldn't be there because he's not doing it right. And I'm going, wow. While you got the ambassador, won't put up his portrait, says all kinds of bad stuff about him, blah, 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 and you need somebody that's doing your own foreign policy anyway. What the hell are you even doing there? Of course you fire him. You should have fired him before. So I'm going, all right, but I guess they wanted to keep him there so they could get dirt on him or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. So now we have Ukraine, the president there, that got elected on an anti-corruption thing. What's going on in Ukraine and their politics now?
I think it's mostly for show. The people get tired of corruption in Ukraine, so they go rescue us, and here comes a guy saying the right things. You know, I want to look at Trump for a second and give you a psychological profile the way I see it. Trump is one of these people. However, he's now in his 70s, and I think he's worried about legacy. And I think there's a degree of sincerity from him.
Trump
about
the brand.
I think he wants to go down as the president who reformed America. But he can't escape who he is. And you said, what the hell was Bolton doing there? That's Trump regressing to what he was. And I think there's an internal conflict with Trump between the legacy he wants to build as the hero of the American people and the corrupt corporate roots that he comes from.
Well, why do you think, he thought it, I don't know, it elevated him, put him in the club by having Bolton and these guys there? or was they trying to get him, or that was the impression he was giving them so that they'd come in and they could surveil him, or I don't know. I mean, has he got tiny hand syndrome or something? I mean, I don't know what the hell.
I know the story behind Bolton. It was a one single issue. They were, you know, we're worried about a Red Dawn invasion eventually coming to America when the circumstances are right. America's weakened, we'll be attacked by people south of our border. Venezuela could supply a big part of that. And Trump wanted to contain Venezuela. To do that, he had to make deals with Colombia and put troops in Colombia. But that would have met a lot of resistance from inside his own people. So he convinced Bolton, yeah, I'll go to war with Venezuela, because that's what Bolton was put in there for to do anyway. He's a globalist war maker. And he had Bolton fooled. We'll just put troops in Colombia. We'll fortify the border. We'll box Venezuela in, and someday we'll attack them. No, he only wanted to box the South American countries in from uniting with troops in Central America. And when he was done doing that, he got rid of Bolton.
Well, it was good to see Bolton and his crew kind of going, damn it, we're not really in charge? I thought we were in charge.
They were with Iraq.
All right. So what's your, are you impressed with Trump? Is this all working out? Y'all QAnon'd up and stuff? What's up?
Well, QAnon is disinfo. There's 65,000 indictments tomorrow. No, it's canceled. Sorry. But there's 100,000 next week when they're cleaning up Gitmo. I mean, QAnon hasn't said one thing that's come true. QAnon is there to make the American people relax, to make us think that something is actually going to be done, when in fact nothing has happened. QAnon is a fraud.
Yeah.
And I've taken a lot of heat for that, but I said, show me one thing of significance that QAnon has brought forth. Nothing. There's nothing. You want someone who's brought something forth? His name is Julian Assange, and he's in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Trump is going to, you know, he's working up to a pardon of Roger Stone. You know, you can't get him some Assange. I thought he'd love him some WikiLeaks, but I guess not. Why? I don't know. I care, because I want to know what's up, but Dave Hodge is going to help us out when we come back in just a little bit.
From the fourth letter of Captain Mark. Landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the Crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These patterned monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the Crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The Crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
One more segment, maybe a little bit after, but what do you want to make sure we get in?
I want to make sure we talk about why the Chinese would release a bioweapon on their own people and what the Democrats gained.
Damn Hong Kongers!
Bioweapon. Part of it. That's only part of it. That's a small part of it. The main enemy is America. I don't want to talk about that.
All right. Let's do the corona thing. Yeah, it goes in with the day. Damn. You know, it's like, damn. A lot of damn. Oh, yesterday I had, we're going to be doing, it's a long story, but you know about our Love Bus Liberty Tour thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's a guy, when I first started doing my carbon nanotube battery thing, nickel iron batteries were just starting to get resurrected. This is in 12. And there was a company started by a husband and wife, just got married, young guys come out with their degrees in finance and super smart of, and the economy went to crap. So they said, we're going to, you know, save the planet and let's do all bio something. So they decided on the chemistry for nickel iron batteries, and they started started, you know, promoting that and distributing, and that's a going concern. Well, there were only two places you could get nickel iron batteries at the time, and they're all from manufacturers in China. So they ship, and there was one guy in L.A. that had some kind of financing program or something that Bob got them from, or he could have got them from this Iron Edison guys. Well, I had articles on them back in 12. Well, then one of the listeners of ours sent me a thing, goes, look, they are starting to sell nickel iron graphene, you know, carbon nanotube foam batteries, and, you know, like what you were doing. I go, of course they were, because I did. I go, yep, works, man. They're good on it. Well, these guys came on, and they're like, I think we were working on a sponsorship for the bus to supply the battery packs the way that I wanted to build back in the day, and the systems and everything, and we're doing a show on that. So I'm going, here we freaking go. And I'm telling you, Dave, everything, the pirate stuff, the decentralization down to the individual, all that is the solution to all of this crap. To, I don't care, it doesn't matter, and they can all suck it. So that's where I'm at on this thing. I'm going, we are going to be in a situation to where we are able to ignore that, but government doesn't like being ignored. So here's a pathogen for you, you know? So I just need to, you know, that's my mindset. I'm just like, yeah, I don't care. They do whatever until they just want to pollute the planet and we will not be ignored kind of crap. All right, here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Propaganda, propaganda. If you want to fool the folks, it comes in handy. If you want to tell some lies, pull the wool over their eyes, you can do it with propaganda.
Propaganda, propaganda. You can liberate the babies from their candy. Yeah, it's all about the money getting the candy. Yep. Here we go.
Well, going to help us understand what the propaganda is and where it's going. Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show. Common Sense Show. Dave, you know, we've known each other for a long time. He started back in the day when we first started Freedom's Phoenix kicking ass. So I'm going, all right, I trust Dave. I'm like, all right, Dave. You know, this coronavirus and China and who released and why and whatever. Tell me everything. Go.
Okay, couple things. One, there's people that benefit. And when you look at a crime, you know, they always say follow the money. You know, what's the motivation? So let's look at China. They spend way too much of their GDP on food. And so releasing the virus to thin out the herd might not be a bad idea. And since they've already murdered 70 million of their own people in their history, I think it's a logical assumption. But one other thing that I found, I interviewed Chris Kitsey, who is really kind of a Chinese insider. And he said, look at where the virus is most intense, where it first broke out. It's in the progressive areas where the Communist Chinese Party has troubles, like Wuhan, Shenzhen. And he said, that's where they're focusing. And he said, I don't think that's an accident. So the Chinese benefit from that, but there's a bigger benefit. Trump has kicked their backside on trade, and they want Trump out. And if you could destabilize the economy by bringing a pathogen here and causing an economic slowdown, it might give a Democrat a fighting chance if the economy is diminished, because that's Trump's main calling card. Chinese motivation. Democratic Party and deep state motivation, same thing. Destabilize the economy, have the virus come here, you know, put up with the inconvenience, but you might have a chance to defeat Trump. But I'm going to go out on a big conspiratorial limb here, okay?
Big.
The Orville, well, okay, my friend Paul Preston, who's the president of the New California Movement, he has launched a lawsuit over the Orville Dam's condition several months ago, and it's still in the courts. And that spillway is destroyed. There's no way to repair it. And
okay,
wait.
You're talking about California?
Talking about the Orville Dam in California. Okay. That spillway is destroyed. And I'll tell you, this might stop the election. If you could do something to hasten this, let's say the virus doesn't do the job and Trump is going to get elected anyway and all the, so now what would be the Democrats' doomsday bomb? I look around the country. I think the Orville Dam collapsing would do it. You would have a 30-foot wall of water going at 75 miles an hour coming out of that dam. It reached Sacramento in an hour. It takes 3 days to evacuate Sacramento. You would have 2 million people at risk. You take out 30% of the nation's agriculture in the Central Valley. 60% of our imported retail crosses I-15. That would be disrupted. That could stop the election. Or it could certainly.
All right. I understand, you know, they may do that. Hell, they didn't stop an election civil war. I mean, you know,
I know.
Keeps saying that. Stop. We can't have an election. I'm going, you know, they will always have a selection. They will always have some kind of, you know, because what do they need? Credibility. They always will have an election, even if it's BS.
No, I don't agree with you on that, because the Democrats need chaos. They don't need credibility now. They can't win an election under existing conditions. They need chaos.
Wow.
It won't stop the election, but it might change the results.
Yeah. I'll give you that. But, you know, it will change the excuse for the results. I think the results are the result. They're going to do it. It's like, what, you haven't been paying attention to New Hampshire and Iowa? I mean, this is how elections work. You know, it's just a game. You know, but I'm looking at, what if they had an election and nobody came? I mean, what if nobody cares? What if it just doesn't matter? What if the states start to rise up and they discover the 10th Amendment? What if the people discovered the 9th Amendment that says, hey, it's reserved to, screw you guys, I don't need any of y'all. The whole purpose of government, defense of individual rights. You don't do that, time to alter or abolish. It's your right, it's your duty. Boom. So they can bring on all this crap all they want. For me, that doesn't make any difference. It's going to be that the technology is getting to the point to where everybody can take care of themselves and their communities can come together, and they will. We have enormous amounts of fertile land. Hell, in freaking desert of Arizona. Get this monkey off our back. And the more they do this bull, the more they do it, the better it is for my grandchildren. Keep it on. Will there be mess? You damn Skippy, there's going to be. And there's going to be a lot of pissed off people. So what do they want to do? They got to disarm you. And they got to force you to take shots. And they got to do all. You guys just keep it on. I'm not worried. I'm seeing the dawn be a-breaking. And it's because it gets worse before it gets better. Well, I don't know how much worse it can get, but it's going to get worse. And the people are going to go, no. So when you say the Orville Dam goes, it floods out a whole bunch of food production, people go hungry, bow, 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 and I'm going, yeah, well, they'd start have chickens in the backyard and get a freaking garden. So we had victory gardens when this was going on in World War II. You know, the people will rise up. Now, if they can, freedom's the answer, what's the question? In China, can they rise up? Can they start doing stuff? They're being surveilled. They're not allowed. So them killing off their own people or having them going through this is what? To consolidate power, surveillance? I mean, what's the benefit to them?
You mean, what are you asking? With China benefits?
Yeah, let's kill off a bunch of people and kind of have and centralized power. Z's got a vaccine for himself or something. I mean, you know, I don't know.
China's end game is to occupy the United States. They've made that very clear.
What? No, the Chinese Communist Party, maybe. You know, a couple of freaking whack job sociopath of whatever the hell. Do you think that's even possible?
Whether or not I think it's possible is irrelevant to, are they going to try? And I believe they're in the process of trying.
Oh. Well.
I don't know if they're going to succeed, Ernie. Ernie, here's what I know. I mean, when these people say genocide, 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 and it comes from official people in position in China, at some point in time, you have to start taking them at their word.
Well, especially I got a lot of whack job, crazy freaking congressmen and candidates and presidents, and we're going to try that. And I mean, sometimes it just gets down to math. You know, I mean, it comes down to, I mean, I don't know, can they? So I'm looking, I go, well, if they can, they will. So the real question to me, can they? Well, it's like the, you know, Yamamoto, the Japan mastermind of Pearl Harbor, he goes, you know, no, you can't invade America. You find a rifle behind every blade of grass.
Now, Wei Fang said this very clearly in his speech that got published widely in this country in July.
Damn.
He said, You're not going to take out everybody, but you might weaken the defenses enough to where our troops will meet minimal response.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, Ernie, you asked me what China's goals are. I'm telling you,
I'm
you don't
okay.
have to agree that they can accomplish them. But they've said this in print. That's not even up for debate.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, it's like the same thing I get from Israel, the same thing I get from Iran. There's always some guy, you know, touting about how death to somebody, and then they'll make a big deal out of that and what's the real threat. But that's how it starts.
Iran can't project military power. China can.
Yeah, no, they got their South China Sea Island thing going on. Oh, no, we're not going to arm, though. That's not, and they got missiles. So this is, there's something building up to come. And so what's your, you got special secret handshake sources telling you everything that's going on. What's the next big news thing we should look for?
Well, we need to look for Asians at the border because they're being turned away from, the Chinese are being turned away from Hong Kong. And I said they'll go to their puppet state, Mexico. Well, lo and behold, 2 days ago, and it made the mainstream media after I was told this by a guy in DHS, a Chinese man trying to cross the border with a bag of dead birds, same thing found in an airport in Virginia. Are they trying to infect us? That's kind of an odd thing to carry.
Yeah,
a bag,
you know, what is this
dead bird
thing?
The border.
They got special needs for a cat or something? What's up?
Well, I think it's called the virus.
Have they checked it for that? Or they, you know, I mean, I would
think. I have no idea, but they're not going to tell us.
Yeah,
they'll
right.
never
they're,
tell us.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I do know. Here's what I do know. The CDC is having phone conversations about possible quarantine actions. And they have DHS, DOD, FEMA in on these. And they only let so many of their agents stay on the call so long because they're compartmentalizing the intelligence. That kind of says it all. They're not going to tell us.
Well, are they going to tell you? I mean, how good are these people? You know, why do we got the intelligence? It's just a board to BS us. I mean, that was supposed to be the law. They weren't allowed to BS us. We need to change that law so we can propagandize Americans. Literally. And I'm going, what? You know, what's
that? That's why we exist.
Yeah, so Trump is, I don't know, part of the problem, the other side of the same coin. Are they going to, you know, save America? What do you think?
I think Trump is the best option we have at this point in a bad system.
All right, man. Well, I'm counting on you keeping, you know, account of all this stuff going on. Because if you're not there, yeah, I'm not looking all the places you are because I'm not. Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show.
Currency and peace.
Okay, now we can yak it for a couple minutes. This is, I'm really counting that you come across some good, you know, let me know, man. You know, I see your emails and stuff, and I'm just, whenever you think it's time to come on and yak it, or we, you know, can do a Trump report, you know, with Frank or something and all this, you guys just go at it. But for me, I'm going, of course all this stuff happens. That's what happens when you give guys shiny badges and authority and a gun to your head and make you pay for it. You know, what'd you think happens, you know? So they go, oh my God, this happened. Of course it did. Because they can't.
Well, I'll tell you, here's my biggest takeaway, okay? If the virus comes here with the same veracity as it is in China, there are going to be home quarantines here, and that should get every American to get prepped because you won't be allowed out of your house. I don't know how strict it'll be, but see, this is what's going on in these phone calls. As I said as we left the air, they're compartmentalizing agents knowing what's going on. I talked to a supervisor in DHS. He's on 3/4 of the conference call, and then he got cut off intentionally. And they're compartmentalizing how bad it's going to be. How much are they going to deviate from quarantine procedures under certain conditions? How much are they going to be like the Chinese? The Chinese are shooting quarantine violators on site. And I don't think our government will do that initially. But
okay, the people
bad,
that they're coming to haul them off to take them somewhere or something, and the people are jumping out of windows, they're running away.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
why? Yeah. Why? What do they think is going to happen to them? They're just killing them or something? Or why are they so scared?
If you're quarantined in your 10th floor apartment and you've run out of food, the desperation might set in, and I think that's why people throw themselves out of windows.
So they're not even attempting to feed them or anything? They're just, you're locked in, and we'll see who survives a month from now and see how that worked out?
They can't feed them. They can't treat them. They don't have enough medical test kits to treat them. They don't have enough hospital beds. All they can do is strict quarantines and let this thing burn itself out. That's what they're doing. That's the only plan the Chinese have right now. Now, are they going to export this? I think it could happen naturally. But when I hear about Chinese men at the border with dead birds, I think there's also a plot afoot.
You know, to me, that they even have these stories, because you need to validate it. It's like, okay, what nameless Chinese guy with nameless birds of a nameless border guy of nameless bag of a name? I mean, you know, come on. You know,
that part's true, Ernie.
How the hell you know?
Well, because I talked to a DHS supervisor, and 2 hours later, it was on mainstream media.
Yeah,
And he was giving it to me like proprietary information. He says, I think this is going to hit the media, but I need you to know. That was the purpose for the phone call. And this is a guy I talk to probably 3 or 4 times a week. And he's careful about what he tells me. He points me to open source intelligence, not to classified stuff, which he can't.
God. All right. I'm glad you're there, man. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
I got to get my
Thanks
S-cast,
for having
but,
me on.
Yeah, no, whenever you got some good you want to share, let's do it. Because, I mean,
I'll let you know.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later,
Thanks, Ernie. Bye. Bye-bye.